Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I'm your host, CP. And today's topic, some additionalities of the generational anti-black denial games into anti-Asian switchery, part two. Now, for me to go ahead and get this part out the way first, even though, again, what should be so much logical common sense, universal logical common sense. There are numbers of Asians personnel that are good. There are numbers of Asians that are not good. Just as there are numbers of Hispanics that are no good, there are numbers of Hispanics that are good. Just as there are a number of Asians that can't stand other Asians, there are a number of Asians that like one another. There are a number of Hispanics in different other Hispanic Latino countries that can't stand one another. There are numbers of Hispanics that do like one another in different countries. So again, at the same time, there are numbers of Asian countries that still look down upon numbers of Asian countries. There are numbers of Hispanic countries, however that goes, that still can't stand other different numbers of Hispanic countries or Latino countries. So I just want to get that part out of the way. So because, again, there are good numbers of Asians that know who they are, and there are numbers of Asians that know that they can't stand black folks. There are numbers of Hispanics that are good. There are numbers of Hispanic personnel, again, that are not good. They know they can't stand black folks, okay? So, and they know who they are. So I just want to get that part out the way, okay? So this generational anti-black denial games into anti-Asian switchery part two. See, in the system of racial racism and supremacy, I'm talking about overall, African ancestors, Native blacks, have only half to one generation left. African ancestry, Native blacks within a country, the American blacks, overall have only half to one generation left. That's it. Right? Sellouts be gone. Deniers be gone. Because supremacists know this. They talk about so much among each other. They know the different type of cultural mental switchery games that they can play upon millions of African ancestors, Native blacks, and especially, I don't want to go there. So they understand that they have this, because they are the brilliancy of supremacy, right? Because they are the most awesome mental manipulation force that has ever existed. Now, again, numbers of African ancestors, Native blacks within the country. I'm not talking about sellouts and deniers. They don't even realize they're getting used, right? And we'll continue to be cultural, mental, switcherized, and agendaized, right? And continuously, the designation that black folks, American black folks, will be designated the number one culture to be continuously culturally bullied overall with more black pain. Let me say that again. African ancestors, Native blacks, black folks relating to American blacks, have been designated by supremacists to be the number one culture to make sure to be culturally bullied overall with more black pain. Denial is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. I know it's easy for millions of African ancestors, Native blacks to be like, well, I see no black pain. I hear no black pain. Don't want to feel black pain, right? With the small percentage of exemptions in that, right? Who see this? And it can't be fooled with cultural mental switchery tactics, right? But the supremacy, they don't care. That's why they are supreme. That's why they're brilliant. They don't care about a small percentage that knows the game, right? So unfortunately, it's sad, understandable that millions of African ancestors, Native blacks, feel helpless. Like, what are they supposed to do? What? As if, like, American blacks come from a history of weaknesses within a country instead of the historical greatness. That if it wasn't for so many African ancestors, Native blacks in history that it horrible they went through, right? For generations, right? Of enslavement, reconstruction, right? Laws and policies related to Jim Crow, lynching, voter disenfranchisement, right? The post reconstruction, right? Unequal education, etc. Many cultures, ethnicities, right? Gender categories, all that kind of different things like that, will not even have the chances to be within this country, right? Or different agenda categories wouldn't even be in play like they are right now. Okay? Because how many benefit off black pain? And they know who they are, right? They know who they are. They know who they are. See, another cultures, or should I say, there is no specific, no other culture, ethnicities, categories, gender, all that kind of stuff, right? You know, go ahead and show where those categories, right, had an Oz on the prize, that great documentary. Go ahead and show this other cultures, ethnicity, type of gender type things going on, genders with that. Alternative lifestyle categories. Go ahead and show where they had a great comparison of the Oz on the prize. There is no such thing. Now, again, for the personnel, you know, from different cultures, backgrounds, different things like that, you know, and you listen to this, you know, present moment or somewhere in the future, and you haven't seen the Oz on the prize, then definitely recommend seeing the Oz on the prize on that. And see, at the same time, there's still numbers of African ancestors, Native blacks that haven't seen that. So we have to watch that however many have not seen that. Because obviously, supremacy, there are different things that supremacy just does not want numbers of African ancestors people to see. And they surely don't want numbers of black youth to see these things, obviously with parental liability or guardians or anything like that to watch it with them and things like that. But again, show what other culture or cultures, ethnicities, alternative lifestyle categories, et cetera, that have a Gone with the Wind movie, that had a Rosewood movie, that had a Mississippi Burning, right? A Time to Kill movie, the Black Klansman, right? Do the Right Thing type movies, right? Where is this at, right? Where? There is no such thing as this. There is no such comparison, right? There's no such entity in that. There is no such thing. Because, see, looking at that from a logical analysis, that's beyond logical sense, right? It's like, what other cultures, ethnicities, in terms of lifestyles, gender categories, fluidity, what do you want to relay that over to you? Relate it over. served in the service more than African ancestry Native blacks for generations. Shh. Right? Where? See, the system knows that. There is no comparison to the number of African ancestry Native blacks that have served in the service for so long before many other cultures weren't even thought of. Because however many cultures, again, were able to slot under the predominant base category of race, right? See, that's another little switchery game, right? And this person had their own ethnicity or their own culture, but based upon non-melanation, they were to slide within that predominant base culture's race category and use that for that person's benefit, right? Playing their own type of, you know, fence-playing games with race. Popping back out, with look, they're a minority or their ethnicity, then they're going right back in within a generic race category within a predominant-based culture. See, that's great game plan, right, on that. But on that also. But African ancestry Native blacks can't overall get respect or treated equal, let alone restorative justice and reparations. Just as others who know who they are get reparations now, and others who got it before, and maybe even get some of their reparations now, but not just talked about, right? That can go in many probably directions with that. But African Native blacks, so again, overall told to get over the past, while others, again, bring up the past, right? And that's a different situation as well, because it's like an insultingness, generational insultingness, right? That African ancestors, people are told to get over the past over and over again. That is some illogical nonsense, right? When you go to college, do you go to college courses to only take something in the future at that moment? That sounds silly, right? What are some of the basic classes people take? Politics, right? Government, economics, right? History, which is based upon what? The past. When people study archaeology, right, study civilizations, is that not still talking about the past? When people study anthropology about people and things like that of the past, is that not, again, the past? Do you see how silly this sounds, right? When people study paleontology, right, study of dinosaurs and all those kind of things, dinosaurs, millions of years ago, do people still not study that in college? Yes. Are there still not museums out there? And museums hold, which definitely need to continue having museums. And also, are they not based upon what? The past. The past. Do people not study ancient Greek civilizations? Do they not? Do people not major in some type of Greek civilization or Greek mythology or Roman mythology or anything like that? Right? English classical, you know, literature, right? Is that not dealing with the past? But you see how this goes, right? But they tell African ancestors, Native blacks, to forget about the past. See, you won't tell people, say, hey, man, forget about what some bad dictator did to that person, else. They won't tell the same person, hey, man, forget about that, you know, that old genocide, a massacre, you know, to a genocide, all that kind of, they won't say, hey, forget about that past. Get over that. Right? Or such and such, you know, don't need to apply to any type of position or positions, you know, because of, you know, historically, oh, this person's personnel were discriminated against, right? Or, but same time still maintain people's cultures, right? I'm just giving an example, those things, right? Because there's no such thing as equal racial ethnic categories, right? Right? One culture comes over here, right? Are treated not the best by personnel within a predominant-based culture. He said, what do you mean? But I look like some personnel within a predominant-based culture. And some personnel are like, so what? But you're not part of the predominant-based culture. You may have a look, but you are not part of the individuals within a predominant-based culture. Right? See, again, it's always something that is not talked about in an overall way, okay? They're not doing that. But I'm just saying, it's just really silly, right? To for millions of African ancestors, Native blacks, to continue to keep allowing people to play this little silly dictator-like type of switchery game, telling them to forget about the past. Look, do people not watch various types of antique shows on TV? Yes, they do. That's talking about what? Past. The past. The past. Right? Oh, that was a vase from the 18th century that was on this particular country. Well, then this family, you see the signature at the bottom? Ho-ho! Wow, 18th century? Yes, wow. So that's part of the past. Right? Oh, that was a painting? Oh, that was a earlier 20th century painting? Oh, from this person who was really, you know, a painter or a sculptor? Or, let me give you an example of something on that. No, they're no longer, you know, alive or anything. They're passed on to whichever existence or not existence. But this painting is very worth something, right? The vase is worth something, right? The sculpture is worth something, right? The chest, the clothing chest or whatever chest it was, is worth something. This antiqueness, I'm just giving an example, right? It's part of the past. African ancestors, Native blacks are told to forget about the past. Even a thing like, say, for instance, like black memorabilia. Oh, my goodness. Show what other cultures has such atrocious, not all, but the black memorabilia, but I'm saying that have more, unfortunately, astronomical, negative type of stereotype look in memorabilia like black folk. Don't come talking about that Asian stuff. Don't even play that game, because black memorabilia was going on before Asian memorabilia. Don't even play that game. Not going to play that game. And obviously, there's no such thing as a Hispanic memorabilia before a black memorabilia. So not playing that game. Go play the game with somebody else, right? Show me where in the past where they had Hispanic minstrel shows. Show me in the past where they had Asian minstrel shows before they had black minstrel shows. Show me where they had blackface that, show me where there was Asian face or, don't make any sense, does it? Show me where there was Asian face or Hispanic face or brown face or yellow face prior to blackface going on. There's no such thing. And people know, the ones that know what I'm talking about. See, supremacists, the most brilliant mental manipulation force ever created. And they will use whomever, use whatever culture, genders, lifestyle categories, etc. Lost minded sellouts that are being used until they don't need them anymore, etc. again, to keep their agendas going. And especially to make sure to continue to inflict, again, more black pain. More black pain toward millions of African ancestors, Native blacks. See, supremacy is brilliant. They know that there's a certain number of African ancestors, Native blacks, that are doing not too bad in society, right? They say, wait a minute, look at me. I'm doing very well. This other African ancestors, Native blacks, look at me. I'm doing very well. I got this business. I went to this college, all this kind of stuff. So what? It ain't about that some parts. Some parts do not make the whole parts look better. Let me say that again. Some parts don't make the whole culture look better. Some don't count in supremacist system. That's acceptable. And unfortunately, you got numbers of personnel within the culture that don't even understand that logical concept on that. And supremacists know that, right? People get caught up in the sum being successful. Supremacists don't care about the sum being successful. That's irrelevant to them. They say, well, we created a system to make sure it is some of you that do decently enough. But it won't be worth an overallness of the cultures, because then if you specialize black youth, right, and they saw just super constructive, strong American black males and numbers of females, right? Unified, unity, right? Not having an eternal strife with each other, which is caused by, you know, supremacists, right? And again, if black youth saw, right, strong African-American native black men, you know, more in teaching, right? And they saw people that looked like them, right? And they see, wow, they see the strong, great, handsome, strong type African-American native black males. That does something to the psyche of black youth males to see someone that looks like them and strong, not weak, not docile, but strong and knows who they are. See, supremacists like, I don't think so. I'm not going to allow but a few percentage points of African ancestors, native black males to be teachers. And then I'm going to switch around and say, oh, well, that's because they don't really want to be teachers. I'm going to play that game with them and they won't ever catch on to that. Now, with that being said, I give great credit to teaching, the category of teaching, because there are good and bad teachers. I give major credit to good teachers out there who are trying to do their best. Much credit given to you. I might be wrong. I might be right. It don't matter either way. But logical analysis says, wait a minute. Overallness, who is the most influential beside a parent or parents or grandparents? Who are the most influential personnel in that child's life or children's life? A school teacher. Because that school teacher or school teachers keep the child or children like half a day, right? So I'm saying school starts at 8 o'clock, 8:30. So they have the kids in school, right? Different kind of classes determined by which grade and stuff like that. And they may get out of the school, what, I'm saying 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 3:15. I'm just giving you an example. That's still half of their school, depending on what high grades. You know, they may be at school to what, 3 o'clock, 3:30. So basically, you know, the majority of the regular day, they're in school where the teachers are the most influential personnel that they will see. Because then when they get home, they're turned by parental involvement and all that kind of stuff, right? That's a different topic. That they only have about a few hours, right? The child or children only have about a few hours to do the homework, right? And depending on if they're doing extracurricular activities with, you know, sports or music and different things like that, they still only have but a few hours to take care of all the different things, right? And then they go to sleep and the next day, you know, start the same thing again. So teachers are very, 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 very influential. The good teachers, and I give nothing but much respect because that is the foundation as well beside parent or parents. You know, because teachers also influence the minds of youth, right? So future doctors, right? Future teachers, architects, archaeologists, right? You see what I'm coming from, right? Scientists, right? This, all those different kind of businesses, they're very influential, right? Teachers are very influential. And so much credit given to the good teachers out there. Now, with that being said, supremacists, again, say, wait a minute, I will make sure that I'm not going to allow only but a few percentage points of African ancestry, native black teachers, especially black males, to be in those type of educational areas overall. I'm going to make sure of that because I'm supremacist, right? I'm supremacist, right, on that. Because, again, watch this for a second. In a book called Propaganda that was written around, 1928, close to about four generations ago, which is close to about 100 years ago, right, where it talks about the conscience and intelligence, well, one of the parts of the book, one of the early parts of the book, called Organizing Chaos. Organizing Chaos. It talked about the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling class of ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideal suggested largely by men and women we have never heard of. That's very powerful, right? The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society, right? And you got personnel thinking when you say democratic society, that means one thing. I just read you from this book 100 years ago by propaganda. Okay? See, just like, watch this for a second. There was recently was a thing with the George Floyd thing, right, with the verdict and everything like that. And, you know, again, there might probably be some personnel that are going to be very surprised when the actual sentence comes up. It's going to be very interesting on that. There was some type of vandalism that was going on this mural, right, in this particular Texas city, okay? Well, the thing about it is on that mural, it was a very nice mural. I mean, just a very, very nice mural, very nice, very creative mural. Unfortunately, on that mural, it showed somebody wrote the words in the N-word, right? N-word lives don't matter. On that mural, on that wall, it said N-word, the N-word, lives don't matter. It didn't say anything about some derogatory anti-Asian word, lives don't matter, right? Because first of all, there's no such thing as any type of derogatory word that comes, any type of derogatory anti-Asian word that comes close to the N-word at all. There's no such thing. Play the game with somebody else for the ones who try to play. It did not say anything about some derogatory anti-Hispanic word on that mural. Since again, there are still regards, no comparisons of atrocious wording, such as the N-word. Okay? There's no comparison of any type of word. Supremacist knows that, and some other person know what I'm talking about. Right? So, but where was the national media outrage and, you know, black celebrities and papers? You know, they wouldn't relate anything about this. Well, they weren't talking about, oh, anti-black, anti-black. Shh. Right? Because the end thing right now is talking about anti-Asian, anti-Asian by blacks, anti-Asian, anti-Asian by blacks. Okay, again, now, this will, I don't want to go too much on that, but it'll dwindle down, and they'll maybe, you know, pop it up again a little bit, anti-Asian, 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 because this is agendas with that, right? Just like they'll do the thing with, you know, they'll do, because they pull that like every so often, right? They do the, you know, as anti-Hispanics, and without ever saying which Hispanics you're talking about. Okay, just like, you know, most people don't say which Asian you're talking about, okay? See, again, you got to watch the switchery game. Not to take anything away from things that have happened toward numbers of Asian Hispanics. That's not what I'm talking about. It's still horrible. At the same time, it is atrocious that people are utilizing generically saying Hispanic, especially Asian, and not putting context to it, right? Right? But I won't go too much about that on that part. But let me talk about this as far as going back to talking about the crime reporting, okay, crime reporter program that talked about, you know, crimes and stats and stuff like that. Again, you know, when the previous show, the part one, so I don't want to go in too much about the same thing from part one. Some things I'm going to reiterate, you know, add some context to it, but the part one will be a good show to take a listen to in this one as well, since it's a part two on that. In the crime reporting program, the victim of a hate crime may be an individual, a business, financial institution, a government entity, etc. Let me repeat that again. In the crime reporting program, the victim of a hate crime or victims of a hate crime may be an individual, a business, financial institution, a government entity, etc., right? So, related to 2019 hate crime stats, I think that was the most latest one, I think it was, right? Let me relate what it was talking about, right? Because since we got this anti-Asians by black propaganda rhetoric going on, right? But they make sure not to talk about who actually are the personnel who've done the most anti-Asian in historical history. And I want to talk about that because, again, there are supremacist agendas going on. And it is so many different areas, especially more political, because they know who they're trying to get more politically involved. They know who socially they're trying to get more involved. They know more economically who they're trying to get more involved to go against African ancestors and Native blacks. These people are masters of chaos, and they know who they want to use more. They know who they want to use more. Because you best believe they look at stats, statistics, right, continuously to adjust their supremacist agenda games. That's brilliant. Okay? But going back to the crime reporting stats, 57.6% of victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race. 57.6% of the victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race, race, ethnicity, and ancestry. Okay? Among the single bias hate crime incidents in 2019, right, there were 4,000 estimations, should I say, of 4,930 victims of race, ethnicity, ancestry, motivated hate crime or crimes. Who was the number one anti-race category at almost 5,000 victims in 2019? Was it Asians, Hispanics, whites, Arabs, etc.? No. 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by the offender's anti-black or African-American bias. Repeat that. Almost 50% of the victims of hate crimes, right, that was motivated by the offender's anti-black or African ancestry bias. Shh. 15.7% were victims of anti-white. What's more, 40.5% or 15.7%? 14.1% were victims of anti-Hispanic. Again, which is more? 48.5% victims of crimes motivated by the offender's anti-black or African ancestry bias, or it's 14.1% who were victims of 14.1% were victims of anti-Hispanic Latino bias. Which one's more? 48.5%. And since the anti-Asian propaganda rhetoric is going on right now, 2019 went on but a couple of years ago. And watch how statistics won't change in upcoming future crime stats. Just watch. 4.4% were victims of anti-Asian bias. 4.4% were victims of anti-Asian bias. 4.4%. Compared to 48.5% anti-black, African-American bias. What an insult. Many media, much main media, papers, et cetera, different other personnel with their own little messed up agendas, brilliant, but messed up, they won't talk about things like this in an overall way. Again, supremacists do not care about some peace. That's irrelevant to them. Because how can you say, people say anti-Asian, when if certain main media, they kept pressing this over and over again, but actually, only a couple years ago, and that they can also look back in historical crime stats, by the way, and nothing's changed. So, but most people don't want to talk about that because they know most of the time people ain't going to look at that and research that. But that's not even the point on this. 4.4% of victims of anti-Asian bias. 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by anti-black and African-American bias. But most people ain't going to bring that up. 2.7% were victims of anti-Asian, 2.7% were victims of anti-American Indian or Alaska Native bias. 2.7% were victims of anti-American Indian, Alaska Native bias. Right? I want you to think about that for a second. 2.7%. But see, you got supremacists. They want to sit there and say Asians and, you know, Asia Pacific. See, they want to be very general, but they won't talk about which Asians, which are the top Asians that are supposed to get this anti-Asian, right? Who are you talking about? Okay, who are you talking about? See, they won't talk about American Indian. Which American Indian tribe are you talking about, huh? Or Alaska Native bias? Which tribe? Which town? Which area of Alaska are you talking about, right? So as if you're going to have a gigantic amount of population from those areas within a continental United States country. You see the heinous atrociousness of this game. It's disgusting, but it's brilliant, right? Because obviously, no other person that won't talk about the numbers which is a different topic. I don't go into all that. But they don't want to talk about what we have been told so many times, what we think is Native American, stuff like that. Okay? But most people don't want to talk about it, the Indian slavery part. But let's not talk about that, okay? But again, let's not bring that up, right? But again, who had the number one spot for anti-racial category? Who had the number one spot, anti-racial category? Blacks. But ain't going to bring it up. But at the same time, we don't talk about this Asian anti-Asian propaganda scenario, right? This bill was called S-937, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. It was passed by one of the legislative houses for anti-Asian crime bill. Why is that not very specific for you to see on this? Right? Is that not very specific for those people not to see on this, especially those that are African and Native blacks? Right? See, with many personnel don't care a green sprout about black generational pain. But this bill was only introduced last month in March of 2021. This is 2021, less than a month later. Look how fast this was passed through one of the legislative houses, but people can't seem to get the same action to pass reparation bills, right, especially for blacks. What an insult. What an insult. Sellouts and denials be gone, okay? But it also talks about in that S-937, right, to facilitate the expedited review of COVID-19 hate crimes and for other purposes, right? This act may be cited as the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Following the spread of COVID-19 in 2020, there has been a dramatic increase in hate crimes and violence against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Okay, where is the All Lives Matter personnel at this? Where are they at? Where are the All Lives Matter personnel at? Okay? But watch this. This is not overall going to be brought up either. Overall, it's not. Is that there was another bill that happened to be basically have the same name title last year. H.R. 6721, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Let me say it again. H.R. 6721, COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, was introduced last year in May of 2020. Right? You see the same similar name, right? Same similar name, right? The Senate Bill S-937, COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, right? That was introduced last month in March of 2021, right? Last year, H.R. 6721, COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Ain't that the same similar name? But let me read you some things on that. You be the judge of the same similarity or not. to facilitate the expedited review of COVID-19 hate crimes and for other purposes. Did not just read that same similar thing with the one that has passed recently? The term COVID-19 hate crime means a crime of violence. As such term is defined under Title 18 United States Code that is motivated by A, the actual or perceived race, color, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability of any person, and the actual or perceived relationship to the spread of COVID-19 of any person because of the characteristics described in subparagraph A, which I've already read about subparagraph A, right? Well, people don't get this. We don't get this, right? What an insult toward numbers of African ancestry Native Blacks, sellouts, denied to be gone. Very specific for Asians. And again, most personnel don't put half a cent together. Say, wait a minute, which Asians again are you talking about? Who are you talking about? See, it's an insult to numbers of other Asians who know what I'm talking about. And again, credit given to numbers of the Asian personnel that ain't falling for this nonsense, right? They don't like for them to be used in a generic adjective just saying Asian, right? Because that's what's happening to an overall of just saying Asian. Different other Asian personnel who know what I'm talking about, how numbers of other Asians can't stand other Asian personnel. Again, there is a caste system also in the Asian communities, Asian nationalities. There is a hierarchical caste system in the Asian communities, people. Just like there's a hierarchical society, hierarchical social society, and Hispanic communities, there is a caste system that numbers of Hispanic personnel that can't stand other Hispanic personnel. But most people don't want to bring that up. It's like this thing called Axlan. Oh, yeah. Most people ain't heard that before, have you? It's called Axlan. Oh, yeah. For personnel that don't know what that means, just understand that is basically the... I don't want to go there. Just understand that the personnel that are making stuff up and thinking that this is their country, right? When African, when you have what would be called African ancestry Native Blacks or historical Blacks, a Black phenotype, they're already sitting in this country before what we've been told are natives, okay? But I don't want to go there on that. That's a different topic. But this thing called Axlan, when people that came way after the fact, now they say, we need to get our land back. I'm not talking about what we call the Native Americans. I'm not talking about that. Two different things, which also is an insult to numbers of Native American people. Well, anyway, people call themselves Native Americans, are numbers of them, right? Because Axlan, the movement called Axlan has nothing to do with what being called Native Americans. These are other personnel, right? Right, that think that they came before the what we call Native Americans that came up through the Bering Strait. So you got personnel out there talking about Axlan, right? They need to re-get back, numbers of their land, right? And they ain't talking. This has nothing to do with what being told Native Americans. It had nothing to do with that. Axlan is two different darn things. But let me play you something, a little clip about Axlan, okay? Let me play you something on this. It's very powerful, and you might, for the person who have not heard about this, okay?
You know, but when we look out in the audience and we see, la familia, la raza, it's a great feeling. Isn't it a good feeling? And then, I started to think about that, and it reminded me of a book that we all read and we all heard about, Paul Revere, when he was saying, the British are coming, the British are coming. Well, the Latinos are coming, the Latinos are coming. So that's what this agenda is about. It's about ensuring that we increase our numbers. That we increase our numbers at every level. And let me tell you, we can't go back. We're in a civil war. United Latinos will win.
You heard that right, an agenda. Did you hear people talk about all lives matter? Did you hear them talking about, for Asians? No. Did you hear them say, for the predominant-based culture? No. Did you hear them say for Blacks? They said Latinos. And again, there's a certain segment of Latinos that know what this agenda is about. There's numbers of Latinos and Latinas that don't care again about other Latinos and Latinas. Know the game, people. There are people who know what I'm talking about. There are numbers of Latinos that sit back, just like numbers of Asians that sit back and look at and play the, well, we're people of color game and minority game, communities of color and black and brown, and couldn't give a 2 cents of a crocodile's beard about Asians or black folks. And they're concerned about Latino power, right? And numbers of Latinos and Latinas couldn't care less about other Latinos and Latinas, right, in different other countries. Right? So there's a certain segment of Latinos and Latinas that have their own agenda. Numbers of Latinos that, you know, may not know, you better wake up yourselves. There's a caste system going on, okay? But let's keep going, because again, going back to, you know, we're talking about anti-Asian, all this kind of stuff, but right, as if, you know, before COVID, what was going on, right? What was going on before COVID? Let's talk about some things here. There was a woman from within a predominant-based culture who worked for a major college. Right, she called the emergency numbers, digits, right, the 911 on an African ancestry Native black man and woman. For what? They were trying to help a friend move furniture, furniture items into their friend's residence. So for trying to help their friend move in their own residence, those three emergency digits of 911 were called. Think about that. The woman from within a predominant-based culture was showing her type of privilege, the ones who exiled that privilege, right? Because anything else, there are numbers of women within a predominant-based culture who have lost their lives in the civil rights movement trying to help black folks out. Let's not get confused, okay? There were some, not a lot, but there were some, and credit and given to the ones that have lost their lives and made their spirit continue to rest. And for numbers of ones within a predominant-based culture who, the very few, that ain't about falling for, you know, racial construct as well. And you're like, hey, I ain't got a problem with being around black folks and stuff like that. You know, get with black men or they get with black women, all that kind of stuff. And that's on them. Credit given to the ones that, you know, like, look, man, I just happen to be part of within this predominant-based culture, but I'm not like the overallness. Credit given to you. Okay? Credit given on that. As long as they understand that you still don't get no brownie points for that. You know, you do it because that's what you want to do. Okay? Because the overall amount of within the predominant-based culture don't give a 2 cents about the very small percentage of person within predominant-based culture that are not like the rest, okay? So just understand that there's a caste system within the predominant-based culture, okay? There are ones who know what I'm talking about, okay? But getting back to the point, so because I call this also toxic feminine supremacy, of toxic feminism supremacy, through toxic feminine supremacists, right, that utilize supremacy, right, because they hide behind main supremacy. But this woman from within a predominant-based culture, what was it? She was in a predominant-based culture, and she was asking the African ancestry Native blacks to show an ID, to show their ID. And they were like, as if they were breaking the law and trespassing, right? And the woman kept trying to keep the African ancestry Native black male and female from entering their friend's residence. You hear the African ancestry Native black relay to her, this can't be happening, right? Think the African ancestry Native black woman, she was relaying that this can't be happening. But I sigh on that, right? I very sigh. Because I can't, they kept saying, I can't believe that was happening. Well, I can believe it was happening, right? I can believe that, right? But again, it was good that the African ancestors, Native blacks, was like, they refused to show her this one from within a predominant culture to show, to demand that the African ancestors, Native blacks show an ID to someone you don't even know, right? What kind of nonsense is that, right? And so, but the woman within a predominant culture, they didn't tell the African ancestors, Native black what was her unit number. Right? Right? So it was good that the black woman turned the tables and she was asking her for her ID, right? No, what unit is she in? What's her social security number, right? You know, but they don't like that. And so, the woman within the predominant culture, right? She was telling an outright lie. You know, she was telling 911, you know, the mercy call that that the African ancestors, Native Blacks, were saying that she doesn't have a right to be on the property when they was videotaping the conversation, and nowhere did they say that, right? See, that's just disgusting game, right? Another Black woman that was a woman within a predominant culture, right? It was some type of assault situation with this Black female security guard, right? There was this woman within a predominant culture, and this man, I guess it was a father or something, and he was doing some kind of arguing in some kind of store, right? Outside some kind of grocery store. Well, the two Black, I think it was a Black male and a Black woman, but specifically a Black woman, you know, Steve's trying to, hey, you know, y'all kind of calm down, that kind of stuff, you know, making a scene. Well, that woman within a predominant culture, they're sitting in a car with her father, right? She was like, I guess she looked at her with like disgust. And she was like, you know, here's some dog food, right? I guess she was like throwing some kind of, I don't know if it was dog food or something else, but it was like, here's some dog food, right? You know, letting the window down, throwing that stuff at the security guard. And then she was using the N-word. Yes, she was using the N-word somewhere in that mix. So the black woman security guard was also relaying that she was bit in the finger and struck with a glass bottle that was thrown by the woman within a predominant-based culture, right? But where's the anti-black hatred on that? Where is it at? Because reverse that around. Reverse that, right? If that was an Asian security guard woman, and she was called some derogatory Asian name and saying, here's some dog food, and, you know, call out, you know, throwing bottles at, you know, throwing some kind of glass bottle at her face and bit the Asian woman on the finger, and it was, you know, and it was a Black woman that did that in the car. Think about that, what would happen. Man, it wouldn't happen in the first place, right? Just as not too long ago, another Black male was in a certain city. They found him lynched. Another one, Black male found lynched, right, any type of southern city. There are people who have not forgiven the North, in part for winning the Civil War. Man, still, man, that's a whole situation, right, that people ain't forgot about that, on that. And they still had that Confederacy, had that Ku Klux Klan mentality. Because, again, this Black man was lynched. This Black man was lynched. That's some terrible stuff, okay? But, you know, but reverse that around. That ain't going to sit there and happen to an Asian man getting lynched like that, nor an Hispanic male. Hispanic male, not going to happen. Another incident called, you know, in another city, right? This woman from within the Pinal-based culture, she got arrested, charged for intentionally driving into a group of Black teens. She intentionally drove into a group of Black teens that they were saying that this woman was kind of, you know, driving around, right, in a neighborhood. And it was relayed that she was repeatedly threatening them, and she was waving a kitchen knife while cursing at them and threatening the three Black male teenagers, right? Okay, so then she intentionally drove her car off the street toward the Black teens, right? Where was the anti-Black with that? But again, you know, this is the kind of game that's being played on that, right? So, you know, it's all about, you know, anti-Asian, right? But same time, watch this for a second. There was another situation that happened with a Black woman that was inside of an Asian restaurant. And she was trying to exchange a piece of cake, right? Because it was making her sick. And they did not want, the Asian woman did not want to give her another piece of dessert or piece of cake, right? Right? And she called, and what did she do? She called the law enforcement for that. She called law enforcement for that. Because the Black woman just wanted another piece of cake, right? Just as there's another Asian man, another example, who was caught doing road rage. And what did he do? He went to court because they was about to sentence him. And he went to court with blackface on. Hear me. He went to court with blackface. He was involved in road rage when he almost killed several people, stabbing them. But he went to court, and as they were, you know, saying, as the person was saying what this person has done, the Asian guy was like, hey, you know what? You know, since you want to, you know, since you want to basically treat him like a Black male, he's going to be a Black male, right? Wow. And so, because he dressed in blackface. But again, you know, nobody wants to talk about that, right? If that was vice versa, there's no way that that would have been tolerated relating to Asian community. If a black male would have put on some kind of Asian face, a yellow face, man, it would have been all kind of outrage. But when they do it toward black personnel, very quietness on that, right? But let me play you something, okay, from the greatness of Dr. Amos Wilson on fair usage here, I'm saying.
Friendships and permanent relations, as you've heard throughout, they only have permanent interest. You are getting into a situation here as African Americans that Africans are in the world over. We are being isolated by other groups, by what I call the mercantile minorities. Those minorities who will be owners of business and property. All of whom then will look at us who are propertyless as criminals and thieves. And who then would look at us as ones to be protected against. And will possibly all gang up against us in protecting their own mercantile and business interests. So you got to wake up talking about people of color.
African ancestry, Native blacks better wake up. Because again, what was going on prior to COVID-19, not anti-Asian situations on that. Okay? More anti-blackness. What's going to happen after post-COVID-19? Still more anti-blackness. See, again, it's like this thing, most people ain't going to bring this up because you may not know. This thing, let me read you something. China-Africa relations rocked by alleged racism over COVID-19. Not talking about that too much, right? Another thing I was reading about where it's saying coronavirus fuels racism against black Americans in China. Another situation similar, which is in this type of city within China, it says facing a diplomatic crisis in Africa after reports of alleged coronavirus-related discrimination against African nationals in China sparked widespread anger among the continent. It's also talking about African students and expatriates in this particular southern city were subject to forced coronavirus testing and arbitrary 14-day quarantine, self-quarantine, regardless of the recent travel history amid heightened fears of imported infections. But see, that's not going to be talked about, right? Again, there are some good Asians in different countries, and there are bad ones, just like a Spanish, good and bad. But see, the COVID situation, they're not talking about how the Africans were treated in various parts of China, right, on that. They're not talking about that. Now, again, to the good Chinese personnel, credit given that the ones that don't fall for that stuff in different other Asian countries that are good, you know, that know who they are, much credit and keep doing what you're doing, just like numbers of Hispanics that are good. Keep doing your thing. So I will just finish this again where in what I think is a powerful thing and called White Man's Bible around 1980s. The N-word or N-word, we use the term N-word deliberately in this book and recommend its usage in general conversation. As we have stated in a previous chapter, the second dumbest creature on the face of the earth is one who can't or won't recognize its enemies. And the dumbest of all is that creature which will actively collaborate with its enemies for the destruction of its own race. Let me repeat that lastly. Call the White Man's Bible. N-word or N-word. We use the term N-word deliberately in this book and recommend its usage in general conversation. As we have stated in a previous chapter, the second dumbest creature on the face of the earth is one who can't or won't recognize its enemies. And the dumbest of all is that creature which will actively collaborate with its enemies for destruction of its own race. I hope this was interesting show on this part two on that. So again, credit given to the numbers of good Asian personnel and the numbers of good Hispanic personnel who know where they are, that are not falling for these atrocious type of games that are being used in genericalities. Okay. Along with that being said, African ancestors, Native Blacks, besides the sellouts and deniers, you better open your eyes up even more. If you want to keep them closed, that's fine. Because again, African ancestors, Native Blacks only have about half a generation to one generation left to get things situated, at least one piece. Half a generation to one generation left that African ancestors have for overall complete cultural annihilation on that. So hopefully there'll be a little bit more African ancestors, Native Blacks that's going to keep their eyes open. Thank you for tuning in to the CP Show. Thank you.